West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Mitch Gray's family sharing some good news with us on Tuesday following the longtime B92 Country Morning Show host's second full day in an Atlanta hospital after suffering a stroke. A Grady Hospital nurse helping Mitch's wife, Diane, communicate via FaceTime with Mitch, and although he is heavily sedated, she says Mitch opened his eyes, acknowledged her, and nodded after she told him how much she loved him and that he was her sweetheart. He then drifted back to sleep but was awakened a second time as she told him why he was in the hospital. Mitch again nodded his head in understanding. The Gray family appreciates the prayers of the community and ask that they continue. Harrelson County residents unhappy with a developer's plan for a landfill north of I-20, continuing to voice their concerns to the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners during a commission meeting held at the Recreation Gymnasium on Tuesday. That project would require a zoning change for the property, and the county says one has not yet been brought forward. The developer is expected to speak about his plan to Tallapoosa City Council next Monday during a public meeting at the Old School Auditorium. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday unanimously voting to approve a 60-day moratorium resolution on accepting applications and the issuance of land disturbance and other permits in the Agricultural Zoning District for development of mining sites and mineral and natural material removal. That resolution came in light of the proposed rock quarry near Whitesburg. Number of Whitesburg residents on Tuesday continuing to ask Carroll County government for help in stopping the rock quarry development in its proposed location on Black Dirt Road, like Kent Buchanan.
The rock quarry has an obvious impact, which can be studied economically and developmentally, to destroy property values, to destroy quality of life, not only for the people of the community with heavy traffic, industrial traffic, large trucks that would move right along a school route. In addition, the environmental damage that would be caused to the wildlife in an area of historical significance and a tributary to the Chattahoochee River.
Now, despite the moratorium approved on Tuesday, Carroll County is unlikely to stop the Black Dirt Road quarry as that project currently seeks permits from state agencies. Although residents still have an opportunity to voice their concerns regarding the project via the Three Rivers Regional Commission. A Tanner Health System official on Tuesday telling WLBB Radio the local hospitals are seeing a pretty dramatic increase over the last week of outpatient case numbers relating to COVID-19. However, they are not seeing a significant uptick in hospitalizations or deaths relating to the virus.
As of yesterday, our numbers were 818 individually positive cases tested at Tanner Health System. We've had 210 admissions since this started for patients confirmed with COVID. That's about 25% of our cases that we've tested end up being hospitalized. Currently, we have 17 people in the hospital. And what's interesting about this outpatient surge in positive cases is we haven't seen an uptick significantly in hospitalizations or in deaths. Our current death number is at 37.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Laura Larson was the guest on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice.
We've looked at our last week of cases and averaged the age of the positives. And it's about 41 years old. So we're seeing an uptick in younger people from what we see.
Dr. Larson also shares her feelings on kids returning to the in-classroom setting this fall during that Community Voice interview, which is now posted online at the Newstalk1330.com website and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Carrollton City Schools officials on Thursday expected to release plans to parents and students for reopening schools. The district has previously announced August 3rd and 4th as the dates when students return to in-class learning. School officials say they've sought guidance from local and state health officials, parents, staff, and the community in developing a protocol for returning to the classroom. Continuing to practice health and safety precautions, the University of West Georgia this week announcing a virtual commencement celebration for summer 2020 graduates. It'll be held on Saturday, July the 25th. That event will be broadcast on UWG's live stream page. Officials say the broadcast event is not meant to serve as a replacement for the summer 2020 commencement ceremony. Graduates will be invited to an in-person ceremony once circumstances allow. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.